Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour number two of our broadcast coming up, Faith Focus Friday. And something I especially want those of us who are older to be aware of, because we need to be aware of what is happening to younger generations. So stay with me for this one. Kim in Charlotte, good morning. Kim,
good morning,
are you there?
Vince, how are
yes.
you?
Doing well, doing well.
Hey, I always appreciate your show. Appreciate the level-headedness and common sense that comes out of your mouth. So we thank you for your service. Hey, I think it bears repeating that the laws that we have in this country are imperfect because we have imperfect people that make these laws. Not that we shouldn't trust them, but we need to, consider that. And I hate to say it, but, these police officers, I'm sure, made a mistake. They had no intent to kill Breonna Taylor. In fact, I don't think they had any intent to kill the arrestee, but unfortunately, the circumstances didn't go down in a situation or, in a way that they were planning. The only law that's perfect, as we know, is the law of love, and that's really the love of Christ that comes out in a man that knows Christ. And when our love of self comes out, then that's when we get in trouble and we have issues like we're seeing today. I often liken the two to the law of gravity and the law of aerodynamics. Law of gravity pulls us down, but it's that law of aerodynamics that allows us to overcome gravity. And instead of being pulled down, we can rise above. So,
wow, I love that. That's good.
Yeah. So appreciate you, brother.
Hey, same here. Thanks very much for your call. Very straightforward there. Let's go next to Tim in the sprawling metropolis of Fort Mill. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
All right, sir.
I just wanted to make a point. Breonna Taylor's boyfriend was a felon. So by law, he had no legal right to be in possession of a gun. So there was no way for these officers to be expecting someone to shoot at them when they came through the door. But the irony is, everyone is condemning these officers for doing what they were legally required to do and completely ignoring that this boyfriend was doing something he was legally required not to do. And that's just an irony that I don't understand why people can't take these things into a consideration. If he had been following the law, Breonna would still be alive.
Yeah, this is one of the things that very often gets lost in these circumstances, Tim. I very much appreciate your call. We really don't care about the other circumstances that went on here. If A doesn't happen, then B doesn't happen. I've talked about how there are a number of factors in these situations. It's not just the simple thing that the BLM people would like you to think it is. Okay, here's another black person and white cops who killed that black person. That's how simple they want to make it. And there are many more factors involved, really, in about all of these situations than that. But it's not as easy to have that conversation if there is any degree of nuance, and people do not like nuance. Brian in Asheville, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts, sir?
I, being from Asheville, just kind of sit in the front lines of watching how progressive have ruined a city through voting to, you know, defund the police and giving reparations, you know, for slavery. And, you know, and you look at what that recipe is doing. In fact, a guy named Chad Nesbitt, who has a program called Skyline News, he was covering the protest last night, and he got his head caved in, and now has a traumatic brain injury. So,
oh no.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, it's a cautionary tale of when you do nothing, you are doing something, and you know, we can talk on these shows all day long, but. Lesson learned, you need to get involved, because if you don't think this is going to be coming to you, you're dead wrong, literally.
It's a matter of time, isn't it?
It's going to get to you. I mean, you know, it's happening in places you'd never think it would happen, and it's all because good people are doing nothing. And part of it is because they're afraid that they're going to get labeled as, you know, being a Nazi or a hater or whatever. And when you don't do something, the George Soroses of the world, they win. And, you know, you're going to have to take a stand. I mean, hopefully, you know, things work out in November and it's not too late. But, you know, the old adage about, you know, the boiling of a frog, you know, about
oh yes,
how that works. You know, I think we've seen it. And thankfully, maybe in time, you know, to be able to do something about it. But that's why I was called.
Yeah, well, I do appreciate your call, and thanks for really giving us a heads up that this may be coming to a city near you. I was thinking about this yesterday evening, and it really fits with what I'm going to share with you for Faith Focus Friday, because one of the things that, you know, I remember having this conversation. I was uptown, had lunch with Mark Harris. It's probably been several years ago, and we were discussing the fact that so many evangelical Christians, oh my goodness, I've got to find this audio, something that I just saw here, but so many evangelical Christians don't even vote at all. And one of the thoughts that crossed my mind, if biblically informed Christians show up in record numbers this time, if the people who don't normally vote decide they're going to register and go vote, they have the power alone to make this a resounding victory. Now, I want to be very clear about something. I think I've expressed my reservations and concerns about Donald Trump. I think those have been well noted. And one of the challenges here for me, and I deal with this every single day, is how do I, for instance, communicate a message? I mean, I was communicating with a woman yesterday on social media who's, you know, she's just terrified that Donald Trump is going to lose the election and he's not going to go. He's going to set up a dictatorship. I mean, this is the kind of frenzy people are worked up into. And I think I don't know this woman very well. I've met her, talked with her a few times, just in passing. But somehow, this is the challenge where people have to be able to see the issues and the concerns, the things that are taking place outside of personalities. And this is where the Democrat Party has been really effective in so demonizing people. But here's where Republicans have not done a very good job. We have not done a good job communicating our ideas and our values that transcend personalities. We have allowed Donald Trump to be the message, and he can't be the message, and no person should ever be the message. I'd love to get your thoughts on this. More of your calls, Faith Focus Friday, straight ahead.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And we continue the broadcast coming up. Coming up, we're going to hear a couple of interesting pieces of audio, one of them from that news conference that I mentioned just a few minutes ago from Benjamin Crump, who is the attorney for Breonna Taylor's family. Also want to remind you, September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, the Life-Saving Challenge is a movement to hold 30 blood drives in the month of September because blood donations are critically important in treating pediatric cancer patients. WBT and Mark Spain Real Estate proud to support these little heroes by hosting a blood drive Tuesday, September 29th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Harris Teeter Doghouse, powered by Coca-Cola. The One Blood Big Red Bus will be on site all day collecting your donations of blood and of plasma. Visit WBT.com/events for more information and to schedule your appointment. And if you'd like to sponsor a blood drive at your business or in your neighborhood, please contact One Blood. We're better together, Charlotte. So make plans to be at the Harris Teeter Doghouse, powered by Coca-Cola, the corner of Mint and Moorhead, Tuesday, September 29th. Want to share a couple of quick items with you. One of them I saw just a few minutes ago, but I want to begin here with Benjamin Crump, who had a news conference in the aftermath of the grand jury decision on Breonna Taylor case. Here are his comments.
It follows a pattern. It follows a pattern, Bianca, of the blatant disrespect and marginalization of black people, but especially black women in America who have been killed by police. Because part of Breonna's legacy will always be, just like Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown raised America's consciousness level and attention to Black Lives Matter, Breonna's legacy will be that black women life matters too.
All right, there we go. I'm meaning no disrespect in saying this, but this is just more of the same from another attorney who, let's just be honest, this guy is making quite a living off of these cases. And there he is tying all these cases together. And they're not the same. There's so many other things I want to say about this, but I'm going to leave that alone for now. On a lighter note, it is lighter, but it's also serious. You know that there's a lot of protest activity going on, calling for the defunding of police. Defunding of police. I mean, it's really an idiotic idea on its face, but unfortunately, it's getting traction among a lot of Democrats. So it is refreshing to hear somebody talk some sense about this, as in Charles Barkley, again. Let's listen to his comments on the logic or lack thereof of defunding police.
Just bad the young lady lost her life. But, you know, we do have to take into account that her boyfriend did shoot at the cops and shot a cop. So, like I say, even though I'm really sorry she lost her life, I don't think that we can just say we can put this in the same situation with George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery. I just don't believe that.
That is my apology there. I had not sent that audio over to John to be able to play, and that is my error in that. So we're going to hear that shortly, the comment from Charles Barkley, which frankly had me amused a few minutes ago. John is getting this ready for air now, but again, so many of these things are, they're just a matter of applying logic, and unfortunately we're in an era where, let's just be honest, logic is under attack. Common sense is under attack. And so those of us who are thinking, we end up kind of feeling like we're in the wrong place. Here's Charles Barkley and his comments about defunding police.
You have to really be careful when I hear these fools on TV talking about defunding the police and things like that. We need police reform and prison reform and things like that. Because you know who ain't going to defund the cops? White neighborhoods and rich neighborhoods. So that notion they keep saying that, I'm like, wait a minute, we just going to leave, who are black people supposed to call, Ghostbusters? When we have crime in our neighborhoods, we need police reform. But like I say, white people, especially rich white people, they're always going to have cops. So we need to stop that defund or abolish the cops crap.
And we, we started this.
He's right on the money, isn't he? Who are we going to call, Ghostbusters? Oh, my goodness. I know a number of you are on the line, and we'll try to get to your call, so be patient with us, because I do really want to get to this important story. This is in a story that's posted on a website called Church Leaders, and it's a study by George Barna, who does a whole lot of research, referring to this as the largest generation gap that we've seen in 7 decades. Now, I want you to listen to this very carefully. According to this study about generational beliefs, America is at war with itself. This is how George Barna sums up what he calls deeply troubling results of the American Worldview Inventory 2020. The biggest takeaways from the results, are you ready for this? Are you ready? Millennials and their predecessors differ more now than they have during the past 7 decades. Based on this new research, young adults have radically different beliefs and values than their parents and grandparents in 3 categories. This is scary. Respect for others, interest in faith, and enthusiasm for America. This was a survey of 2,000 U.S. adults back in January. Significant differences in the beliefs of millennials and baby boomers in almost every variable studied. You might want to sit down for some of these. Although 61% of millennials identify as Christians, their other responses don't mesh with that label. Compared to boomers, millennials are 28 percentage points less likely to say they follow the golden rule. I mean, folks, this isn't complicated stuff. This isn't deep theology 550. This is basic. 28 percentage points less likely to say they follow the golden rule. That's scary. Twice as likely to say they respect only people who hold similar beliefs as them. Boy, this explains a lot, doesn't it? Less than half as likely to say life is sacred. 28 percentage points more likely to cling to revenge. This sends chills down my spine, folks. Chills. In what Barner calls a robust rejection of the Christian faith, research shows that millennials are disengaging from traditional Christianity. They're less likely to believe in absolute moral truth, view the Bible as a reliable moral guide, be committed to practicing their faith, pray and worship during a typical week, confess their sins, believe that God created humans in his image, and believe that God loves them unconditionally. By contrast, millennials are more likely to wonder if God is really involved in their life and more likely to believe that having faith matters more than which faith they have. Oh, my goodness. Do you hear what's happening here? And I want you to understand, and I think many of you know this, this is the byproduct, in large part, of our educational system, but at the same time, it's also us parents. We bear responsibility here. But there's another side to this, and I don't want anybody to feel any sense of condemnation or guilt. That's not the point. There are just way too many influences that are way beyond our control. We have to acknowledge that. Love to get your thoughts. Stay with us.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Try to get in more of your calls. I'm talking about this Barna survey. I mean, this is really intriguing and deeply disturbing. Now, the spiritual part, and let me reiterate the spiritual part of this. Less likely to believe in absolute moral truth, view the Bible as a reliable moral guide, be committed to practicing their faith, pray and worship during a typical week, confess their sins, believe that God created humans in his image, and believe that God loves them unconditionally. These are things that are less evident in millennials. By contrast, millennials more likely to wonder if God is really involved in their life, more likely to believe having faith matters more than which faith they have. So it doesn't matter what the object of that faith is. And here's the last thing. The significantly divergent worldview perspectives and applications of the four generations, especially how different the millennials are from their predecessors, suggest a nation that is at war with itself to adopt new values, lifestyles, and a new identity. There's a war for worldview dominance taking place in America. But as the scriptures remind us, a nation at war with itself cannot persist. The research underscores that America is losing its spiritual unity at a rapid pace. Even a rudimentary understanding of the foundations of the American Republic remind us that unless the United States maintains spiritual unity under the hand of God, we'll not be able to sustain the freedoms that made this nation unique and desirable. The heart and soul of the nation will pursue other gods and beliefs to our demise as a nation. When a country's largest and most influential generation is indifferent toward that country's well-being, Barna warns we're flirting with cultural decline. See, this is what's sad. Remember I've said before, I've given you the analogy of overcorrecting. Let's say, for instance, you believe that there's something wrong with the country. So you go from believing in the country to swinging the other direction, having a hostile view of America or an indifferent view of America. How can you sustain a country if this is your perspective? Lynn Munsell, who's president of Arizona Christian University, says the results confirm deep concerns about today's young adults. We've always sensed the culture has been pulling the next generation away from biblical values and truths many were raised with. This study's more confirmation illustrates the necessity of preparing young Christians with a heart to transform their generation with biblical truth. Very interesting study. I think this ought to be something that a lot of spiritual leaders in this country take a really close look at and ask themselves, what are we really doing? What are we really accomplishing to reach people's hearts and minds? Are we just preaching to the choir, literally? Or are we doing anything substantive to demonstrate the gospel, not just words, but in lifestyle, in a way that's going to impact people for the better? I'm just telling you, from my experience, I don't see it. I really don't. I see a vast wasteland of a country where the testimony of the gospel is largely absent in the marketplace. We know how to do church. We know how to do events. We're not so good at relationship. And I'll be honest with you, the things I've observed the past few years, I've had this conversation ad nauseum. The Christian marriages I've observed, the divorces, it's appalling, profoundly appalling. Because much of what I see demonstrated indicates we really don't believe. That's what it comes down to. And if we don't really believe and we're not demonstrating that lifestyle, what is it that young people would be attracted to? Just a question. Love to get your thoughts. If you're on the line, hang on. We'll try to get to your call before the top of the hour. Let's go first to Joe wanting to talk about Breonna case, the Breonna Taylor case. Good morning, Joe.
Well, good morning, sir. I was trying to figure out, I've been online looking, trying to find out, like, how many officers were involved. I've heard that there were, you know, most of them were in plain clothes, and that when they did knock on the door, but they only gave, like, 30 seconds, which, you know, is nowhere near enough time for somebody to get up and answer the door and figure out what's going on, especially in the middle of the morning, even in the middle of the day. So, you know, and the whole, and I don't blame the officers. I blame the procedure. To me, it is ridiculous. I know they're trying to get people before they get drugs or push, just flush down the commode, I guess. And also maybe because they're trying to avoid the officers, I mean, being endangered. But at the same time, you run into what we have happen.
Yeah, this is one of the areas of discussion, Joe. Very much appreciate your call. The question of how these warrants are served, I mean, that's a fair subject for discussion. There's no doubt about that at all. And I'm sure there will be many, many discussions about this. 30 seconds for Stan. Can you make it quick for Stan?
Hi, Vince. How are you?
All right, sir.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Okay. I was going to tell you the purpose for reparations and a lot of programs like that. The city of Asheville just approved reparations, and you would think they would figure out the number of their residents in their community, how much they owed them, and write them a check. No. What they're going to do is they, in their infinite wisdom, are going to decide where they should have homes, where they should be built, and the land and where they do it, and the architects and designers and construction people is going to be contributors to their party.
Yep. This is going to be, I guarantee you, Stan, you've made a great point. They are going to profit from this politically and financially. I guarantee the party will.
B Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back the final stretch on the broadcast for this Friday. There's a guy I used to work with in television years ago in Louisville, Kentucky. Get a load of this. I bought a really expensive laxative from the drugstore yesterday. It gave me a good run for my money. Isn't that awful? Absolutely dreadful. Let's go out to Tom in Lake Wylie. Good morning. Take it away, Tom. Apparently he has disappeared. So much for that. You can try calling back. Let's take a look at the day in history as we answer a few questions of things that happened on this particular day. Mr. Reitzel, good morning. How are you today?
Good run for his money.
That's pretty bad. That was a really crappy pun, wasn't it? Yeah, they.
I set you up for that one.
They get worse, don't they? Five questions for you beginning in 1789. Congress adopted the first 12 amendments to the Constitution, sent them to the states for ratification. The first 10 would become what? What's the name for those first 10 items, 10 amendments?
Bill of Rights?
Bill of Rights is correct. 1981, we've seen a lot of attention on RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but this person was actually sworn in as the first female Supreme Court justice on this day in 1981. Who was that person?
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Sandra Day O'Connor is correct. This one is hilarious. I had no idea such a thing happened, but 2007, the Patent and Trademark Office canceled all patents claiming to have created this sandwich. Very standard sandwich that I think everybody has had. It's a go-to, especially for children.
Grilled cheese.
Oh, no. Johnny, you want to try this one?
Was that the old PB&J? Peanut butter and jelly?
Peanut butter and jelly. There were actually patents on this, on the creation of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches up until 2007. Crazy.
We couldn't afford peanut butter and jelly. We had to use government cheese, so I think you could bring that up.
You poor thing.
Smooth or crunchy? Which, oh, never mind.
The government cheese? Well, it got crunchy after a while.
Oh, gosh, that's disgusting. 2011, the Saudi king, how generous of him, granted this to women in the year 2011. What was it? Actually, there were two things. You can, all you have to do is get one of them.
The right to vote?
That is one, and the other one is actually the right to run for office, so they can actually be elected leaders. Good for them. And speaking of women, this person who loves her big gavel in 2019 began her impeachment inquiry. Speaker of the House, who was it?
Do I have to say her name?
Yeah, sad, isn't it?
Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. So are we.
What if we got toothpaste around here? I'm not sure.
Clean sweep. Clean sweep for Lonzo today.
Yay, pretty Friday. Awesome.
Didn't have the opportunity to talk about this the other day, but we saw yet another sad death of a WWE star, Animal, from the Road Warriors and Legion of Doom, has passed away at the age of 60. which is a relatively young age, confirmed by the folks at WWE. Any thoughts on this, Lonzo, as you reflect on this?
Yeah, I was really shocked because, and it's hard to believe it was only a year ago, but he was here for South Carolina Comic Con a year ago, and I actually got to interview him on ESPN Upstate, and then I went to Comic Con and had a chance to meet him, and I didn't do it, and so I will regret that forever. I mean, I saw him. It's just like, you know, I just talked to him on the radio. I'm a little nervous about meeting people in person. I'll get another chance, and now I won't. But what a really cool guy, especially talking on the air. He used to have his own radio show and things like that, and had a really fun conversation with him. Might actually replay that again tomorrow on the Upstate Pulse.
Okay, lead into that, which we'll talk about in a bit. Animal is tag team partner Hawk. We're two-time tag team champions inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2011. Hawk, real name Michael Hegstrand, died of a heart attack in 2003. So, pretty sad to see so many of these guys pass away at a young age. What is ahead for Upstate Pulse this weekend?
Well, we're gonna talk about that. I'm gonna get into more detail about that. About, you know, go after something or you'll have regrets. And the other stuff we're going to talk about, Rolling Stone just came out with another controversial top 500 albums of all time. We're going to talk about that. There is a video game acquisition, a big acquisition by Microsoft. We're going to be talking about that and a bunch of other nerdy stuff.
You guys definitely specialize in nerdy stuff. You do a
We're
spectacular
experts.
Job. Yes, you are absolutely experts. Anything coming on the movie front in the near future?
Everything's been postponed. It has. I mean, we're getting some more video on demand movies, but they're movies I wouldn't have went to see anyway. So.
Okay. It's going to be. I've noticed, by the way, a friend of mine sent, I don't know if it was a private message, I think it was a post on Facebook, just lamenting the fact that I think there was a movie theater in Rock Hill, one of the big ones, has closed down and transferred their movie membership up here to North Carolina. So this is certainly a very difficult time for movie theaters and that industry. It's going to be probably a while before all this stuff comes back. No question about that. We're out of time. And we've enjoyed the conversation as usual. Have yourselves a good and safe weekend, and God bless you. Take care.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.